If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey.
Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara, and we are continuing our conversation on infertility. Like I said, I wish it was Infertility Awareness Month. Might make it that because we need to start talking about this disease, because it is a disease, more often. But today I'm going to specifically be speaking to you about seeking a second opinion, or third, or fourth, or fifth, and what that looks like. And I also want you to maybe frame this part of your healthcare decision as a business decision and interviewing providers and doing multiple consultations to see which provider, which protocol, which plan fits best for you. So it's really, as we talked about the past few weeks, there's so many emotions, there's financial decisions that go into place. It's not your average healthcare decision. Many of you do not have insurance coverage, or you've maxed out your lifetime coverage. And so a lot of decisions are being made with financial aspects in mind. And that doesn't happen with other diseases in healthcare. So it's really hard, additionally, when you are met with this unexplained diagnosis. And so we're going to dive into the unexplained infertility diagnosis and seeking that a second opinion, especially when that's been given to you as well. My personal journey began over 8 years ago, and I actually was labeled with unexplained infertility. It then turned into endometriosis. And after speaking and doing tons of training on endometriosis with excision specialists, we believe that almost all unexplained infertility is endometriosis. That's how big of a lack of understanding there is also with the disease of endometriosis. So we're going to go into this more, but I really, I see other diseases in my practice, so we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But I just don't feel being diagnosed as unexplained infertility is satisfactory. Like, there's a reason. It just hasn't been found yet. And I feel as a patient, you have a right to have a clear understanding of what that obstacle is in the way of your conception journey. And a lot of times it's also the male. That part is forgot far too often. When I first meet a patient or a couple, I'm at times the first person who's ever had him tested or discussed the importance of having him tested. And here it's him, not her. So other common ones we're going to think about, talk about too, is PCOS, thyroid disorders, optimizing that thyroid, 2.5 or less, 2.5 or less, no exceptions. And then male factor, endometriosis, and autoimmune reproductive endocrinology is a huge important topic. We don't talk about it enough. I am thankful my clinic is trained in that. I have had advanced training on that, and I continue to bring that to the forefront of conversation as well. So let's begin with the myth I call it unexplained infertility. It serves as this like potential case where the clear reason just hasn't been identified yet. There's a reason. And this diagnosis can be a sign that not all underlying issues have been thoroughly investigated. So we need to keep digging with you. And that is one area that our clinic, Simply a Wellness, really takes pride in, as we dig for that root cause and we keep digging. And we operate under the premise that there is a more specific diagnosis that just hasn't been found yet. And it oftentimes, again, PCOS, that thyroid being optimized, male factor, and endometriosis are the key foundations of what we find and address. And really what I want you to be thinking about is you are being met with unexplained infertility as well. They are missed in the medical community, and The community has to get better at understanding key signs of those, diagnosing them, and then how they correlate with fertility. So we need to get good home tracking systems in your bathroom with you and be seeing them on our end, because one day of being off can be the complete cause of a cycle. You know, if we don't catch that ovulation, one day it can be gone and done and missed. So again, it's preparing you with the proper devices, and understanding of tracking your fertility at home is huge too. I believe in the value of a second opinion. Again, I'll say third, fourth, fifth, whatever it may be, but it's not about that. It's not about distrusting your healthcare provider, but ensuring they've explored all possible avenues for diagnoses and treatment. It's a fresh set of eyes. It's new insight. And it's additional testing that maybe one facility doesn't even offer, one facility doesn't even understand is available, that can really uncover some hidden factors and signs and clues and dials to optimize in your care. It's really a crucial step, especially for those, again, with unexplained. It just allows more tailored and potentially successful treatment for you. So this is the point too, where we got to understand your cycle beyond the free apps. One of the most critical aspects of tackling infertility is understanding ovulation timing. I said that a few minutes ago, but so many of you are relying on free apps and you're always day 14 or you're always day 12. And it's because you've never been taught or told otherwise that it's actually normal for your cycle to ping pong a little bit. We don't want to see huge 5 to 7 day ping pongs, but anywhere from, you know, 3 to 5 is normal. And some months it might be different. If you were sick, stressed, ill, whatever's going on in your external environment can actually pivot your fertility window as well. And so the reality is that the window of conception is narrow. It's approximately 24 hours. And many couples miss. You're simply missing that crucial time because you don't have the tools, understanding, or knowledge at home with you to capture that. So working as a trained healthcare provider who's trained in fertility can drastically improve your chances, actually, of just identifying that fertile window. Do you even have a fertile window? Are you even ovulating? And then we can do various tracking methods as well. We are Marquette certified in our practice too. So we bring a couple different perspectives into our protocols. But for a couple navigating this, it's really, again, when you have unexplained, seeking that different opinion and seeing what else is going on is so, so important. I think when you are met that diagnosis, one empowering thing you can do is just really insist on a clear diagnosis and go to a different provider, get a different opinion. And so, again, I want to just empower you. If you're being met with unexplained infertility, if you have not had a second opinion, your gut says something more is going on, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, feels like something isn't right, I am begging you to please, please, please seek a different opinion. You are not married to a healthcare provider. I would say you're not married to me. Go get a second opinion if it doesn't feel right, or before you make a big decision in your journey, get a third one, get a fourth one. And create a team. There's many people who can positively contribute to your fertility. And I'll share a little bit about my team. I have pelvic floor physical therapy. I have acupuncture. That does include herbals as well. I have a dietitian. And I do my own unique regimen of supplements as well. I also have an excision doctor. If I do not conceive by June of this year, I'm having excision surgery for my endo, because I know I have endo and I know it got worse. So my team has really pivoted and changed. I have her role hypnosis. I love Natalia. She's been a huge part of my team through other things other than infertility as well. And so it's really having a toolbox ready with different tools in it that you can utilize at different times in your life as well. And some of them might be for fertility. So you're not alone. Head over to any of my socials, drop in my inbox, say hi. I need journey. So I am right beside you guys. Again, you're not alone. And no matter where you're at, there is a community of those going through infertility right beside you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.